The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus with I Want My Mullet back, from Billy Ray to Bowie and many others. Plenty of iconic mullets down through the years. Apparently back in fashion in a big way, up to almost 10%, more than 10%, I think, closing in on 15, 20% of men, according to a recent survey, sporting a mullet. Shane Byrne, owner of Ireland's most famous mullet. I mean, it must be a great relief, Shane, to find out you're finally fashionable.
Well, so listen, I would obviously say that something as fabulous as a mullet never went out of fashion, really. But yes, it is. It's becoming very, very popular again. And it's good to see.
Well, you've always had a mullet, have you? I mean, is it from teenage years or when?
Yes. I wouldn't even call it a mullet. I just have long hair. I'm a bit of a rocker at heart. So if I wasn't married, I'd probably have hair down to my ass probably at this stage. Always had it. I think I cut my hair really short, I think when I was 14 at one stage, and I ended up getting sick for ages, so I said no, never doing that ever again, because of course I blame
right.
the hair.
But, so there was a bit of a Samson syndrome going
there
on
you
or
go.
Something.
Yeah. Well, that's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. But ever since then, yeah, it's been as long as I've been allowed.
It is iconic. I mean, your hair at this stage, lots of people will know it, and they'll know you by the haircut. You must have got a bit of slagging for it down through the years, though, did you?
Oh, nonstop. Yeah, absolutely. Great fun. You know, good. Like, whenever we'd tour Australia or anything like that, there'd be I would be top of. They have an international rugby mullet for all the rugby teams that they played against, and I'd always end up captaining the team online. So yeah, look, it's good humoured, it's all good fun, you know, and but it's coming back in a big way. You're seeing around, like, when there's a huge amount of young lads that all have the same kind of, I don't know what you call the cut now, they're all looking the same, but more and more you're seeing the lads with a bit of longer hair coming out. And the mullet is definitely back.
Yeah. Are you like people who drive the same car who pass each other? You kind of give them a little nod on the street, do you, Shane? You
know, there's a knowing nod.
Hey, brother.
There's a knowing nod. Yeah, absolutely. There's a knowing nod and knowing exactly what we've gone through.
Yeah. The cross you have to bear. Aidan Coogan is with me as well, the owner of Neighbours Thread on Fade Street. So, Aidan, you're seeing this on a daily basis, are you?
I've always been seeing it. Shane, my fellow mullet brother. It's what made us. It's what made us. So mind all those non-mullet believers.
I mean, but I have to say, I'm a big fan of Shane. I'm not necessarily a big fan of the mullet, Aidan. I just don't really get it.
Well,
I don't get it.
You haven't tried it, though.
I have inadvertently tried it. I think everyone did, maybe during lockdown. I think this is where this probably comes from. People just cut their hair with like a blade 3 or 4 all over. And then we kind of looked in the mirror a few months later and I was thinking, why is my hair so much longer,
Shane,
at the back?
Shane, would you think this man
top?
Is oversimplifying the beauty of a mullet? He just said they just simply cut their hair.
It's the freedom. Yeah.
It's just the wind blows, isn't it?
The wind blows in it. Go away, will you?
Gorgeous.
So what is the key then to a good looking mullet, Aidan?
It's a good looking man. So yeah, maybe we'd rule you out.
Oh, ouch. Hey. Ouch. Ouch.
But Shane is a beautiful man, you know, I'm a beautiful man. Eddie Guerrero, the most beautiful mullet in the world.
Who is Eddie Guerrero?
Eddie Guerrero, WWE champion, best mullet in the game, Latino Heat.
Oh, he's a wrestler. Sorry, actually, now that you mention it, an awful lot of wrestlers have had mullets down through the years, haven't they?
Well, I mean, shouldn't they?
What was your man, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels?
Shawn
he had a great
Michaels,
mullet.
One of the greatest mullets. Literally the toughest man in the game. Tougher than any rugby player.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
I hear now. I hear.
But beyond having the good looking man, I mean, I was talking yesterday about the fact that I have to spray a little bit of, you know, a scalp protection there, you know, if I go for a little slight solar panel developing at the back of my head. So like, should I grow a mullet? Would it look a little daft, you know,
would it look even better
oh,
if
really
you were balding on top and you had a mullet at the back, that's the true sign. A man who does not give a feck. Can we say feck?
You can say feck. You've just said it, so you can say it.
Yeah.
So I should have like a Bobby Charlton hair, but instead of the wisps across the top
of
my head.
Bobby Charlton, but
with the wisps going down the back of his neck.
Mane.
Oh my God. I'm not so sure. I'm convinced. Maybe there's other people in News Talk who could be convinced.
I think there is. I don't know if, who have we got here that has a little bit of hair. There's a lot of bald people as I walked in. So
you notice that it's the stress of working in a media organization.
There's one or two that could have a nice.
Joe Malloy. Joe Malloy on Off the Ball has great hair. Absolutely fantastic hair.
He does. And, I can vouch for that.
And I think he would look great. Do you think he'd look good with a mullet, Shane? Do you?
I do. And in fact, I think that should be actively encouraged.
I think, in fact, made
part of his job spec.
Yeah.
Any guy from News Talk wants a free mullet, they come to Neighbourhood Threat. We will give them a free mullet. Maybe you can raise it for charity.
There we have it.
There is mullets. A go-go in Neighbourhood Threat.
There you are.
That'd be the way of doing it now. Rather than these horrible things where you have to dye or shave your hair.
No, just an honest mullet. That's all.
All right. Yeah. Well, if people here don't go and do it, they're essentially stealing money from charity.
So listen, for
any of my colleagues listening, there you go. There's a mullet going to begging in Neighbourhood Threat. Aidan Coogan is the owner. It's on Fade Street in Dublin. Aidan, thanks a million for popping into us here in the studio.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
And thank you to Shane Byrne as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.